This phenomenon happens often. It is not an isolated or an imaginary case. In fact, I believe, although I have no direct statistics, that more than half of the scientists do not believe in their father's God, or in God in a conventional sense. Most scientists do not believe in it. Why? What happens? By answering this question, I think that we will point up most clearly the problems of the relation of religion and science. Well, why is it? There are three possibilities. The first is that the young man is taught by the scientists, and I have already pointed out, they are atheists, and so their evil is spread from the teacher to the student perpetually. Thank you for the laughter. If you take this point of view, I believe it shows that you know less of science than I know of religion. The second possibility is to suggest that because a little knowledge is dangerous, that the young man just learning a little science thinks he knows it all, and to suggest that when he becomes a little more mature, he will understand better all these things. But I don't think so. I think that there are many mature scientists or men who consider themselves mature, and if you didn't know about their religious beliefs ahead of time, you would decide that they are mature, who do not believe in God. As a matter of fact, I think that the answer is the exact reverse. It isn't that he knows it all, but he suddenly realizes that he doesn't know it all. The third possibility of explanation of the phenomenon is that the young man perhaps doesn't understand science correctly, that science cannot disprove God, and that a belief in science and religion is consistent. I agree that science cannot disprove the existence of God. I absolutely agree. I also agree that a belief in science and religion is consistent. I know many scientists who believe in God. It is not my purpose to disprove anything. There are very many scientists who do believe in God, in a conventional way too, perhaps. I do not know exactly how they believe in God. But their belief in God and their action in science is thoroughly consistent. It is consistent, but it is difficult. And what I would like to discuss here is why it is hard to attain this consistency, and perhaps whether it is worthwhile to attempt to attain the consistency. There are two sources of difficulty that the young man we are imagining would have, I think, when he studies science. The first is that he learns to doubt, that it is necessary to doubt, that it is valuable to doubt. So he begins to question everything. The question that might have been before, is there a God or isn't there a God, changes to the question, how sure am I that there is a God? He now has a new and subtle problem that is different than it was before. He has to determine how sure he is, where on the scale between absolute certainty and absolute certainty on the other side he can put his belief, because he knows that he has to have his knowledge in an unsure condition, and he cannot be absolutely certain anymore. He has to make up his mind. Is it 50-50, or is it 97%? This sounds like a very small difference, but it is an extremely important and subtle difference. Of course, it is true that the man does not usually start by doubting directly the existence of God. He usually starts by doubting some other details of the belief, such as the belief in an afterlife, or some of the details of Christ's life, or something like this. But in order to make this question as sharp as possible, to be frank with it, I will simplify it and will come right directly to the question of this problem about whether there is a God or not. The result of this self-study or thinking or whatever it is often ends with a conclusion that is very close to certainty that there is a God. And it often ends, on the other hand, with the claim that it is almost certainly wrong to believe that there is a God.